Subscribe to Picture Time O'Clock on Apple Music, Spotify, or wherever else you get your podcasts. Thanks, y'all.
I think when you edge it, that's when you can reach your fullest potential, if that makes any sense. But it's like extremely difficult. It's a challenge.
Welcome to the East End, baby. East End, baby.
Bow down to the podcast mafia.
I was gonna ask, cut this. This wasn't like a planned question or anything, but I can cut it out. But do you take any medication?
Do I take any medication? Keep it in. I do take medication for PMDD. I like when I saw you last year. Like, was my first day that I took it, and then I got plastered and immediately regretted it because I wasn't supposed to be drinking on it.
Oh shit! What's the What is it? What does it do?
It's like anti-anxiety, anti-depression, and like pain reduction. I take it for a PMDD.
Is it
premenstrual dysphoric disorder?
Oh, I've heard of it.
Yeah, hysterical woman disorder.
Is it one of those medications that like you have to take it for 2 weeks to feel the effects, or like do you take it and then immediately like it comes on?
I have to take it for 2 weeks to feel the effects, so I take it all the time.
You don't take anything that like. You swallow it and then 10 minutes later you're like feeling a bit different.
Edibles
every day.
Yeah.
Nice. Like gummies or
depends, whatever. Every day. I'm not even gonna fucking bullshit. Nice. I take an edible every day, and that's why I'm a happy guy.
Did you always enjoy weed?
I like in high school, I was extremely anti-weed, but it's because I was so counterculture, and I went to an arts high school and everyone smoked weed at my arts high school. So I was like, fuck that shit.
I see.
I don't smoke weed. I'm not going to be a loser stoner like these people.
Yeah.
And I'm not a loser stoner. I'm an awesome stoner now. Nice. But I feel like I started doing a lot of edibles in 2019. I feel like that's when I really like ramped it up. And then I had a stoner ex-boyfriend, and it just was all downhill from there.
I really want to, and I've tried for the last like year or so to get into edibles and weed in general. Like, I've never liked it. It's always made me super anxious, but like, I guess I'm going to try again soon because I don't know. Maybe I just need to take more. Like, I need to take an amount where I'm actually like, I'm too scared to ever take enough that's going to make me like go crazy or whatever, but I think I just need to
The older I get, the more I realize there's like two different types of people in this world, because I don't drink at all. Like, I don't really do drugs either. Like,
you never drink?
I'll have it. Like, I had a drink on Saturday, or I don't know when. I went to a bar and like I got one cider and I wanted to throw up. Like, I was so wasted from that one cider. Like, I'm a very I'm California sober. I would say that.
True.
But
what,
I don't really,
what does that mean again? You just smoke weed or something?
Smoke weed and do shrooms.
Oh, and like coke too, right?
Is it coke? That
one I think
coke.
It is. I'm going to look
probably,
it up really quick.
But I don't do coke anymore.
Oh, okay. It says California sober is where someone in recovery abstains from so-called hard drugs like cocaine and heroin, but continues to consume other substances, most commonly marijuana and alcohol. That's just like what everyone, well, whatever. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
I thought it was like, yeah, whatever. Yeah.
I thought it was only like drugs of the earth, like kind of like San Fran hippie vibes. Like you're only taking like psychedelics.
Like and ayahuasca then, or some shit.
Yeah, literally. I'm such a bitch that would do ayahuasca.
Have you ever done it?
No, I'm scared. I'm
me
literally
neither.
Already on the verge of spiritual psychosis sober.
What about like, have you done like anything crazy like that, like peyote or salvia or whatever?
Oh my god, I did fucking what's that one that comes from a cactus?
I think that's peyote, right?
Not peyote. No, it's called something else.
Let me look it up.
Mescaline.
Oh, mescaline, yeah. What's that like?
Oh my god, the first night I did,
okay,
it was
the only
time I ever did.
Mescaline and peyote are one in the same. It's the same thing.
Okay, yeah, I've done peyote. No, yeah. The first night I ever did acid, I also did mescaline that night.
How do you even take that? It's like a liquid or something?
I don't know. I think I chewed it. I don't really remember. I was at a really bad lotion mag party.
I don't even know what that is. Lotion mag?
It was like events. Like I had been gone from Toronto for like a super long time, and I would see these events and I'm like, okay, yeah, I know.
What began as a YouTube channel by Toronto-based artists, Dent, Forever, and Adam Vinum's Lotion Magazine has evolved into a creative hub for young artists who thrive. Over the past years, Lotion has become a household name in Toronto's underground nightlife scene. This, in many ways, can be attributed to the parties they host. All this to say, it would be unfair to mark Lotion as merely a group that throws parties. This would diminish their artistic expressions and the ways they've been challenging the discourse of Toronto's nightlife scene through their editorial work. Lotion's mandate is simple: showcase new up-and-coming talent, period.
And then the night before, I went to this like really sick rave in an abandoned parking garage, and it really gave Silent Hill. There was like not a lot of people there. We were just doing smoking cigarettes inside. It was extremely lawless,
in
but like
Toronto?
I felt safe in Toronto.
Where
it was
the
awesome.
Garage?
I want to say like Lansdowne and Dufferin, kind of that area. But it was so fun. And then the next night, I was like, yeah, let's go to this party.
But you grew up in Toronto.
Yeah. Okay. I came to Canada when I was 7. And then I've lived in Toronto in the same apartment my whole life.
Yeah.
And then lived in Montreal for 2 years. And then I got sucked back into the East York vortex. And I'm never leaving.
Do you wish, like, do you miss Montreal?
No.
Yeah.
I do not. I like having medical care.
True.
I love it. And I love, like, not feeling nervous to say the word hello.
Right. Before I forget, I was going to ask, because you said you had a cider at a bar on Saturday, and I was wondering which bar it was.
Oh, Far Side on Broadview in Toronto.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've never been there.
It's honestly really cool in there. It's the best bar in the East End, I would say, and it's super close to where I live.
Are you a fan of I'm blanking on the name, but it's like across the street from where I live. It's called the not the common, but the have you ever been to Low Bar? Do you know what that is?
Low Bar? No, I don't really go anywhere.
I don't really go anywhere either, but I went to this place. It's like a new bar called Low Bar. I don't know how new it is. It's on Bloor, just west of Lansdowne.
Okay.
And there's honestly nothing to say about it. It's like a very regular bar, but that's kind of what I liked about it. It was like, no, I like sat at the bar and like had 2 beers and like it was kind of nice.
There's literally nothing better than sitting at a regular schmegular bar.
Yeah.
Having a beer. It's about the ambiance and like what it invokes in you.
It's true. But did you ever live in the West End?
I've never in my life lived in the West End. Never. I squat in the West End for sure, but...
True. Do you, like, wish that ever that you could or did or what?
You know what? Sometimes I do. I've had some opportunities to move in with some friends, but there is something really nice about living in East York because I can just, like, escape everything and live my own little individual life. Like, I don't have to, I mean, there are definitely people in this area that I know very well that I've known since childhood, but I think I've separated myself enough from them since the old version of me that, like, even when I run into them, it's not really like it's not so strange. I don't feel obligated to have a talk with them. But if I lived in the West End, I would be running into people left and right, and I don't really want that. Like, I like just like going out looking like shit.
I know when I first moved over here, I kind of like was like felt this like relief of like, I am never going to see anyone I know on the street. But like now, it's been two and a bit years. And I'm like, for the love of God, like, please let me see anyone I know on the street is kind of how I'm feeling. And it never happens. It's happened like once in like 2 years. Like nobody is walking around over here.
Why do you want to run into people?
I don't know. I didn't at first, but like now that it's gone, it's kind of like I could use a little more like talking to people in real life, I guess.
You know what? That's how I felt about moving to Montreal. Even though I would still run into people in Montreal, like I do miss the familiar faces of Toronto as much as I may have roasted them in the past.
Okay, so what I usually have people do is introduce themselves. Are you okay with doing that?
Introducing myself.
Basically, just say like your name and then whatever way blurb you want to use to describe yourself.
Oh God, I wish I had more time to think. I would have thought of something funny.
Oh, well, you can take your time.
Okay, damn. Okay, I'm trying to think. Let me write some shit down in my notes app.
You could even tomorrow record it and send it if you think of something better.
Okay, cool.
So no pressure.
No fresh. Okay, yeah, I'll think of something later. Once we get the convo going. Or actually, let me think. Like, I don't want to speak too highly of myself. Like, how do you want me to say it? Like, do you want it to sound naturalistic or do you want it to be like an actual rehearsed like intro?
No, even if you just say your name, that works. Like, you don't have to say it, like anything about yourself even. You could even say a fake name if you want.
Yeah, I'll use my stage name. I never use the Govy.
What?
I'll use my stage name.
What's
Anaconda?
Oh, okay. So then do it. Do it. Just say, okay. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Anaconda, musician, odd jobs woman, daughter, and friend.
That was perfect.
26 years old.
That was perfect.
Okay.
When's your birthday?
My birthday, May 9th, 1997.
1997. That's my, not 1997, but that's my sister's birthday.
May 9th?
May 9th, yeah.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
I guess you're going through your Saturn return, I think. Or maybe that starts next year. Do you know?
Well, I turned 27 in a couple months, so I'm probably going through it very soon.
Yeah, I think it's 27, right?
Oh. Did you go through your Saturn return? How did it go?
Sure did.
What did you learn?
I don't remember. I have a really bad memory, but I think I did go through it.
Okay, true. Oh, that's actually, so interesting.
It says actually it could happen. Oh, wait. Sorry, give me a second. The Saturn return is considered to start in the person's late 20s, notably the age 27, and then it lasts until 29 or 30. So yeah, I guess I went through it. I don't know. Like during those years, I guess I did become like more of an adult in those years for sure, I think.
Okay, true.
Yeah.
I think I really adultified from, I want to say like 23 to 26 or like to 25, but then 26 I reverted. So maybe I'm going to adultify again or like I already went through it.
Yeah, no, sure. I think you're not even ready. Like, I don't think you realize how much more you're going to adultify.
I can't wait. I'm going to be so powerful.
You're excited for it?
Yes. I've always been excited to be an adult. That means that you have reins over your own life. You have complete control of yourself.
You're looking forward to your 30s?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, my therapist says that his 30s are his favorite time of his life.
No, it seems like the best because I feel like 20s is, it's the first time you're an adult. So you have to learn a lot of extremely difficult lessons and you have to undo a lot of the insecurities that were developed or bestowed upon you in your childhood and adolescent years. So 20s are incredibly difficult, even though you have your beauty and your youth. Mm-hmm. But in your 30s, you have the level of discernment that an adult person should have, and you still have a bit of youth, and it's like really the go time. It's like, okay, I learned all my lessons, now it's go time, baby. And I've been looking forward to that, and I'm looking forward to the ages after that as well, the decades after,
like
that.
40s and 50s.
Yeah,
and 60s.
And 60s. Oh, I can't wait till my elderly years. I'm very excited for my elderly years.
Like how old?
I don't know.
70s even? You're up for that?
However old I live, it's just going to be so nice. Like, I'm going to make pies all day and take care of animals and take care of my grandchildren if I have any. But definitely, it's like I want to accelerate my adulthood so I can have a peaceful, I don't have to be super rich, but I want to have a really peaceful old age and have peaceful relationships around me and just like use that energy to, in like positive things, and to like completely fulfill my little girl dreams, if that makes any sense.
No,
just
makes
be
sense.
Around cute things without guilt, you know? That's what your elderly years are for.
Are you an only child?
Yeah.
Oh, you are?
I am an only child. That's why I'm very neurotic, I think. And that's why, I mean, I'm joking. I am a little bit woo-woo. And schizophrenia does run in my family. But I think I just verge on the edge of it, if that makes any sense. Like, I really like to toy with the idea of, like, fully giving in to the universe, you know what I mean? And into signs and this and that. But I think when people go off the deep end is when their lives get ruined. So I'm just trying to edge. So that when I, like, I think when you edge it, that's when you can reach your fullest potential.
Do you ever, like, see, like a leaf on the ground and then, like, relate, like think it like has some symbolism or meaning, like does that bring anything to mind?
No, it's never things like that. Like whenever I see like the spiritualism online, I don't really relate to it with like those kind of signs, but I'm very much a dreams person.
Oh,
and I don't know, you're Balkan too, like you're Croatian, right?
Yeah,
only half.
Full
Croatian. Full. So I don't know. Don't your mom and like grandmothers ever like talk very heavily about dreams, or isn't that type of like spirituality like super prominent in their life? Like reading Turkish coffee and like just like simple things like that.
Not necessarily dreams, but my dad specifically is very like believes in like, I don't know. He always tells a story about how like he was walking like by the lake once, and some woman she healed it. Like he had a bad leg or something, and she like put her arm on his leg, and then he said that he got better after that. And he always like, and then he said that like he would go every day after that trying to find her. And then like he said something about how like she wasn't real, and it was actually like his mom who had passed away like in ghost form or something, like stuff like that.
I do believe in that like fully. Like I weirdly believe your dad. I lived in the Balkans for 7 years and shit is fucking weird there.
Like people over there all kind of talk like that.
Yeah, they all kind of talk like that. So I feel like I joke around about verging on spiritual psychosis, because I'm like, if I were to talk to a Canadian person, like they're like, okay, she's like batshit, she's like in some cult, whatever. But it's not, I don't have a cultish attitude about it, if that makes any sense. And I'm not so like zealous about it. I just take it as what it is. You know, it's like sometimes a dead person comes into your dream and gives you a warning and you just listen.
Yeah.
You know?
Today actually
like that.
I was I like tweeted this earlier today, but I don't think I like put it into words that good, but in my dreams at least, and I feel like in everyone's dreams, like is your dream ever set in like the 1920s or 30s or like the Middle Ages or anything like that? Like are you ever like in the past in your dreams?
I'm never in the past, but I'm always in the same world.
What do you mean?
So let's say I'm dreaming about Toronto and I'm dreaming about going to Kensington Market.
Okay.
I like in my dream, I'm like, I'm in Kensington Market or I'm in this location, but it looks completely different.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
But it's the same in all my dreams.
Like it's like only in your head, you know, it's Kensington. But like when you look back on it, like it looked nothing like Kensington or whatever.
It looked nothing like Kensington. But when I dream about Kensington again, it's the same location.
Yes, I know exactly it's like what that. You mean.
And I also, when I was a child, like, I would have, like, prophetic dreams, like, directly, and I would wake up and, like, it would happen. Like, I would have a dream, and it would be my mom coming into my room and saying something to me, like, doing an action and saying something to me, and then I would wake up, and that exact same thing would happen.
Yeah.
That happened to me a lot. So yeah. I do think there is, like, I don't know if it's spiritual, but I think the subconscious, like, there's something to be unlocked there. And I think if you know how to tap into it and don't go, like, completely off the rails, and this is a very important thing to me, is if you don't practice, like, idol worship or, like, believe that you are above God,
mm-hmm.
that's when I think you can harness it. And, like, use it to your advantage. But I think some people just, they either power trip or they start, like, worshiping, like, false deities. This is, like, the most Jewish thing I've ever seen in my life. But they start worshiping false deities.
Yeah.
But it's just, and I'm not saying, like, anyone's deity is real, fake, whatever. Like, I'm not making a statement like that. But you know what I mean. It's like when it's, you can really see when it goes off the rails. And people don't know how to harness it back into themselves and remember that they're a human being and that they exist within the earth.
Are you still talking about dreams? Or no?
No.
You're from Macedonia, like, specifically?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm from the capital.
What's the name of the capital?
Skopje.
How do you spell that?
S-K-O-P-J-E.
S-K-O-P-J-E.
Where's your family from? Are they from Zagreb?
No, they're from Zadar.
Oh, okay.
But actually, like, an island off the coast of there.
Oh.
Yeah.
My mom was born in Zagreb.
Oh, really?
And she knew... you know the Power of Goodbye music video?
No. Who sings?
Oh, Madonna sings it. Oh, it's from Ray of Light.
Shh.
Sorry, wait till she stops barking.
Stop. Okay, I think we're good. What do you do for work?
What do I do for work? I'm a hostess at an Italian restaurant, and I'm also a part-time maid. That's my job. Yeah.
I'm working class gal. Are you willing to disclose the name of the restaurant for the listeners?
For the listeners? I'm so scared who listens to your podcast, though. I don't want anyone showing up.
Can you, like, give the name as, like, a riddle?
I'm just going to say the name.
Okay, no, you don't have to. Well, actually, just tell me.
There's two restaurants with this name. It's just the ending is what makes it different. I work at an Italian restaurant called
Okay, I never heard of that.
Yeah, it's like it's King Street vibes.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Amano. Okay, cool. Do you like it?
Yeah, I actually love it. It's so interesting.
Really?
Yeah, I love to people watch. And all of these people are like... Bay Street finance, like, kind of American Psycho vibes, a lot of yuppies, like,
yeah.
We had a convention come in that was like a mining convention, and I'm like, okay, I would never be around these kind of people in any other scenario.
Yeah,
so it's interesting to see how they interact. And, like, I'm the type of person where, like, I like to be a chameleon. Like, I don't like to create a specific brand for myself, especially, like, from just meeting me in person. So, like, seeing the way these people interact, I'm like, how could I blend in with them? You know?
Mm-hmm.
How could I move up the ranks?
Do you ever, like, try to, like, schmooze with them and, like, get stuff out of them?
I haven't yet. I haven't been working there too long, but I feel like if we, like, once I start seeing regulars more, that can be the case. Also, I'm just a hostess, so I don't really interact with them too much. Like, sometimes I'll have a really nice, like, back and forth with a customer, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But once I move up to waitress, I think I'm really going to schmooze.
So, do tell me about your music.
Oh, about my music. So I'm releasing a solo project this summer called Trauma Porn. And basically it's a narrative EP that takes a form of a revenge / trauma porn movie where, like, something happens and then a woman takes revenge, but it's like in the span of four songs. So it's kind of like an opera, I guess. Okay. And it's like, and it's about coming into my early womanhood and the universal experience women have with their sexuality, like coming into their sexuality. It's like based on personal experience and also commenting on universal experience. And it's a Eurodance.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is there guitar?
There is. There's going to be guitar and bass on it as well. But it's also mostly like Eurodance. Yeah.
Cool.
Heavy beats.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Where do you release it, on Bandcamp or Spotify or SoundCloud or what?
I'm going to release it everywhere, honestly. Like, I'm going to definitely make it accessible, but I really want to focus on selling physical copies. And I want it to be like a collector's thing.
Like vinyl or cassettes or what?
CDs.
Oh, CDs. Cool.
A lot of people I know still have CD players, and I want to make a little lyric book inside, poster. I just want to put my whole ass into it. But
you should make like a whole, like, because it's so like narrative driven, you should make a little like accompaniment zine, like beyond just like the insert and the CD, like its own like little booklet.
That's actually cool. Exactly what I was planning on doing.
Yeah, you should do that.
Yeah.
And what is the name of this project and your name as a producer / musician so that people can find you?
Oh, this project is called Trauma Porn, and my name is Anaconda.
And there's numbers. It's not spelled like just regular, right?
That's just because I wanted the username.
Oh, okay. So
it's with numbers in there, but it's because the numbers are supposed to be a letter, and that's how I hacked that.
I see. So if someone just searches Anaconda Bandcamp or whatever, you come up.
Yeah. If you search up and for Conda or and for K0
and for K0 NDA Bandcamp is what I'm going to try right now.
Yeah.
And Dancing on the Earth, is that you?
I think, no. Oh. I think what the hell? Someone else is using my
okay,
shit.
Okay, wait, let's try again.
What a way to discover.
AN4
NDA on SoundCloud.
Oh, you just glitched. AN4?
Yeah. But this is my debut EP. I have nothing out right now.
Awesome. And maybe I already asked you this, but what's the projected release date for this?
Projected release date? I want to say... okay, sorry about that.
Hello.
Hi. Why did you just pause? Oh, God bless. Okay. Oh. Okay, now can you hear me? Uh-oh.
Okay, let's get to the photo.
I have to show you the picture first?
No. You just describe it first, and then afterwards you will send it to me.
Okay. Do I have to describe the picture before I show it to you, or should I just start with the full storyline?
Start by just like giving me the bare bones of like what it is. Like what is it? What is the photo?
Okay. The picture. Picture this.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, please.
Oh my God, this is so annoying. My phone's like glitching down. It's being really weird.
It's glitching down.
Okay, I got it. It's glitching down. Okay, no, I got it.
All right.
Okay. So the picture is an extremely oversaturated photo where the only colors you see are red, yellow, black, and then green in the eyes. And it's a man who is like just swallowed up by darkness. And he almost looks like a demon, I would say. But more like the guy from Insidious. Like, you know that guy, the red guy, but with green eyes, and this guy has a beard.
Okay. Is it, like, did you take this photo?
No, it's a picture I of someone I know.
Okay. So it's like he's straight on facing the camera, looking into the camera or looking into his eyes.
Yes. You're looking into his bright green eyes. And he has like a pensive look about him, but the picture itself is demonic.
And it's so sad. You saturated it yourself, or is that just how it came out?
Oh, no. That's how he did it.
Oh, he photoshopped this.
I'm assuming. Okay. I don't know if he paid anyone to Photoshop it.
Did you
it. I think
grab
it's
this off like his Instagram or something?
SoundCloud. But it's his profile picture on everything.
And you know this guy. Is he a friend of yours?
He's not a friend of mine. He's actually a very strange figure that is very well known in the land of East York.
Okay.
And he's someone that I have seen grow, just grow into a very strange character throughout the years. He started off strange and then became even stranger as the years have gone by. But I do not know him personally.
You've never spoke to him personally?
I have spoken to him.
When?
So, let's take it back. When I was 16, I got a Tinder account, which I know was probably not very safe of me, but I went to an arts high school and I didn't have a lot of options. And I don't know, just a lot of girls around me also had a Tinder account. So I was like, why not?
Yeah.
Let me go on there underage.
Okay. How old are you supposed to be? 18? Or 19?
Obviously, yeah, 18. Okay, 18. Yeah. There was a point when Tinder first started where you could be on it and be underage. It was like a teen version of Tinder, but right. I was on the adult version.
I see.
Which is, yeah, well, you know, not a good decision on my part, but it was interesting. It was the first time I'd ever experienced something like that.
Okay.
And there was this man on there. I'm going to use a fake name.
Okay.
But he had a very, like, ridiculous name. Like John Maximus.
I'm John Maximus, and it's my pleasure to meet you.
Like, it was obviously fake.
Obviously fake.
Okay.
And his picture, it's like this incredibly handsome guy who looks like Adam Lambert mixed with like Billy Zane. That's how we describe him.
Okay.
It's like a good looking guy. The pictures look professionally taken. Almost like a stock footage model.
What was his age on there?
I don't know. I would say mid 20s or early, maybe like 23, but I was 18 or I was 16.
Did he look like he was like, did that check out? Like, did he look like he was the age he was saying he was? Or did he look older?
Yes.
Okay.
No, he looked like the age he said he was. And it was this guy who was, like, almost, like, catalog handsome.
Yeah.
But his bio was deranged. His bio was, like, Greek, singer, songwriter, actor, looking to fuck, looking for something casual, like, love fat asses.
I'm Greek and I'm looking to fuck. And I love fat asses.
Just like a really deranged.
It said said that stuff like verbatim.
Verbatim.
Okay.
And like it was just like such a distinct bio, but the pictures look like they were taken off of Google Images.
Right. So you weren't fully buying that this is the real guy.
No. I'm like, obviously this is some like weird catfish. But yeah. When I was a teenager, I just like loved to egg shit on. Like I loved to like fuck with catfishes. Like I was just, you know, reckless online.
Gotcha.
So obviously I matched.
Gotcha.
And like the message he gave me was like, hey, wanna fuck? Here's my number.
Hey, wanna fuck? Here's my number.
Hey, wanna fuck? Here's my number.
But then no matter how many times you swipe left on him, he would always pop back up.
Oh.
So we're like, okay, this guy is like botted down. Like, who the fuck is this guy? Oh, fuck, I said his real name.
Oh,
we're like,
I didn't
to
hear
cut
it.
That out.
It's
yeah, cut it. It's that's okay. Why I say John Maximus. Like, it's kind of like same vibe.
Okay.
But yeah, I was like, who the fuck is this John Maximus guy? Bought it. And he was just kind of known in the East End. Like, you always saw him.
Welcome to the East End, baby. East End, baby.
I told you.
And from what I heard, you saw him on the gay side of things too.
I see.
So it's like, okay, whatever, this crazy, horny guy. But I didn't think he was real. Like, I thought he was taking pictures from Google Images. And then one time, I saw him at Broadview Station. Mm-hmm. And it literally felt like seeing a ghost. Like, it felt uncanny valley, truly. Like, right. Especially because he's almost, like, perfect, or back then.
Yeah.
He was almost, like, perfectly handsome. And I'm like, this is like an android sent from hell.
Welcome to the East End, baby.
To, like, fuck with us, Terminator 3 style.
Yeah. But yeah, at this point, when you saw him at Broadview Station, like, he wouldn't recognize you. Like, you didn't know him or anything.
No.
You were just kind of, like, enamored by his, like, persona a little bit.
Yeah, extremely, extremely enamored by his persona. And then a friend of mine told me that she had met him as well and that he was a pickup artist at the Eaton Center.
Oh.
So he was, like, a pickup artist at the Eaton Center, and she went up to our friend, who was 15 years old at the time, and was like, "You look like a European porn star."
Okay.
Very smooth.
He is European. He's Greek.
He's Greek. Yeah, okay. Yeah, he's very Greek.
Is he Greek, like he has an accent or something?
I don't know. No, he doesn't. He's definitely like Greek from East Shore Greek.
Okay.
Born and raised, EYCI vibes. I don't know.
Okay.
And then, okay, so we were already aware of this guy. And then I want to say like 2018 era, 2019 on Tinder, his first picture, and like I said, he's botted, so no matter how many times you swipe left, you always see his profile. His profile picture was a full nude.
Huh.
Like a full nude. I don't know what he did to get past. No one else ever has. It's only been him. I've never seen another one. Wow. It was a full body nude in the mirror and like multiple nudes. Same bio, of course, because don't fix what ain't broke.
Yeah. You know? Yes.
But yeah, just have you ever watched ContraPoints?
What? ContraPoints?
ContraPoints is?
No.
Okay. She's this YouTuber. She makes like video essays and she had this one video that really resonated with me about cringe fixations. And like, I really fixate on people who try super hard to be famous or like to become famous and are like flopping at it. That's why I'm also obsessed with Luca Magnotta.
Okay.
Because like Luca Magnotta's whole thing was that he was just like obsessed with becoming famous and he was so like delusional about it. And she says that the reason you have like those fixations is because it kind of reveals like a darker side of you or like what you're insecure about. So you like to focus on others to take the shame away from yourself. But I like go too far with it. Like I found Luca Magnotta so fascinating because I know like, well, my theory is that his only motive was fame. Like, I don't even think he's like super into killing. He just wanted to be famous so bad. And he was going to resort to anything at that point.
Yeah.
But
which is kind of the vibe this guy's giving a bit based on what you're saying.
Yes. I was like, he's the next one. Like,
yeah,
he's next. And no, it's gone so like it's gone off the rails.
So it
like,
gets it's worse actually crazy. Like he does do bad stuff.
He's always done bad stuff. He's hitting on underage girls at the mall. He's a predator,
right?
You see them at your school, at your work, like whatever. It's kind of an everyday thing.
Do we know anything else about like do we have any details on like any horrific acts he's committed?
Okay, so not horrific acts necessarily, but definitely like scary vibes. Very scary vibes.
Yeah.
So he's a horn dog. He hits people up on Tinder, male, women, whatever.
Male? Like, male. Yeah.
Sorry. He's both on Grindr and on Tinder and like whatever. He's on all the apps and he's like an equal offender. He's like man, woman, anything, which I kind of respect. Like he's just like horny for the sake of being horny. And I'm like, wow. Like,
yeah, I respect that.
He's a man about hedonism, you know?
Right. Does he still do this business at the mall? Like if I go to the mall, there's a chance I'll see him.
So I don't think so anymore. There was a point in time where he went back to Greece because he filmed like a bunch of videos of him singing to himself in Greece. And some of the videos, like as time has gone on, he like started off as this like insanely like handsome, like I said, catalog model hot guy, and like just became deranged, like really, really scary looking. And his Instagram is fully just like deep fried pictures, like pictures that are so red that like you can't even make out what's in them. And they're all like nude pictures of him. And
why do you think he does that?
I think because he's an exhibitionist and he's trying to get around like Instagram's whatever.
I see.
Rules, yeah. But then the other pictures of his face like all look extremely demonic, and then the things that he posts are either like really horny or straight up like Nazi shit. Like crazy Nazi shit. Like
actual
he
Nazi?
Literally, yes, like he literally presents himself as the devil.
Okay.
And it looks like hell. Like it's all like red.
Yeah.
It's freaky as fuck. Red. And he like what he's morphed into is pretty much like an incarnation of the devil. That's how I see him for sure.
Do you believe that to be true?
That he's the devil?
Yeah.
I just think he's a broken man.
What's the fake name you gave him again?
John Maximus. Back to my cringe fixation point, that I'm like watching this man descend into like a dark spiritual psychosis, and he's a man that chases ultimate fame and hedonism, and I guess I see myself in him in a weird way, and he's like a cautionary tale for me. His story is like an allegory of what not to do in real time.
Do you think there's like secrets he's hiding, period?
Secrets he's hiding?
Like, do you think there's like things about him that are like truly despicable that we don't know about?
1000%.
I wonder like how much he actually does fuck. Like, it's either like a insane amount, like so much, or like literally never. Or like never. And not because he can't, but because like he's more into like asking to than he is into actually doing it or
doing
something.
It.
Yeah.
No, he's so fascinating. Like whenever people, I don't know, the city of Toronto is an extremely fascinating and interesting city, but I think the things that are like interesting enough to talk about, it's kind of like I honestly even feel like taboo bringing him up because he is just like a member of the public. I don't want to make any accusations about this guy, but I'm like, he's just someone I keep an eye on.
What's like your guess? Like, are you leaning more towards like he is like on drugs or he's like super straight edge?
Oh, he's definitely on drugs.
Like heroin or some shit or what?
I don't know. Some kind, maybe psychedelics. Like maybe he's like the type that took too much ayahuasca.
Peyote
like,
and shit. Yeah.
I see myself in him.
Interesting.
That's why I'm obsessed.
But you don't want to end up like that, right?
You don't want to end up like John Maximus. You don't want to end like
him. Do you do that? Do you like go on Tinder and like message people like want to fuck or whatever?
No, I don't.
I could see you. I hardly know you, but I could see you being very like forward or blunt in your online dating messages.
You know what? That's so interesting, and that's the assumption that many people have, and I'm not at all.
What is
I'm extremely
vibe?
Because I don't okay, not to sound cocky, but I don't need to message anyone that. I just get that.
I see.
I get the bluntness.
Yeah.
From other people. I don't and if anything, I get like a disturbing amount of it. I attract like a really weird energy to me. An uncharacteristic energy that even like some of, I know like whatever, all women get harassed online, but like even some of my girlfriends, they're like, what the fuck? I had my birth chart read, and like my friend that did it was like, yeah. Like I remember before I had my birth chart read, my friends were like, you need to ask her why you attract like actual fucking freaks. Like I always attract freaks. I always attract stalkers. Like one time this guy like sent me a picture of like Lois fully nude, and then another picture of like Lois and Meg. Lois Griffin. Sorry, I should have said.
Okay.
Sorry, she's not a first namer. No, and then picture of Lois and Meg incest trans porn. And he didn't send it as a
Wait,
joke.
Wait, that's like animated? Like it was like a video?
Like a pic.
Oh, a picture, okay.
Just a pic, but like it wasn't like
a still from a video.
Sure, yeah. Or whatever.
I'm just kidding.
It's a fanfic. Well, you want me to link you or what?
No, it's kind of like if it's a video, that's kinda interesting. A picture's whatever, but yeah.
No, it was just a pic, but like he was not like a guy that was like sending that to me as a obviously sending that as a joke as a man is fucking weird as hell. To begin with, but he was not like a heavily irony pilled guy. Like he was like normal. Like he was like a guy that went to the gym.
I see.
And he like sent me that shit. Or like another guy, like what was I gonna say? I met a guy in an Uber pool. I was just like, hey, what's up? Like whatever, happy guy. Happy guy vibes.
Yeah.
And like I'm just a friendly girl. Like I think I'm just too friendly. I'm too happy guy. And it makes people like react so weird. But then I came home and like immediately he's like, I'm obsessed with you. Like, I have to take you out. And I was like, okay, sure, whatever. He was like some fucking hockey bro from Ajax too. Like,
you were into it though?
At first I was like, in the
Why not?
I was like, he was sweet. Like, I was like, oh, he's so sweet and friendly. Like, sure, Ajax, I'll give you my Instagram. Yeah, a hockey bro from Ajax. But okay. Like, we had a nice conversation. We just had a conversation about East York because he lived in East York. And I was just like, That's the only thing we talked about was living in East York. And he was like, oh, what's your Instagram? And I was like, sure, why not? I'll give him my Instagram. He seemed like a sweet guy and he was kind of cute. I was like, that's cute.
That is cute. But I was going to ask you, like, let's say, okay, you're on Tinder or Hinge or whatever.
Yeah.
And you match with someone that you like, you're like, oh, this guy, I like this guy. Right. And let's say he does not message you and you now are like, okay, I have to message him.
I'm never like, I have to message him.
Oh, like you will not ever message anyone first?
Like, not really.
Well, I was just going to ask, like, if you were going to message someone first, what would be like your opening line? What would you say?
I don't know. I didn't finish my story, but what I was going to say was like, when this guy followed me on Instagram, he was like, can I please show you what you do to me? And he tried to send me a picture of his penis.
Oh, fuck, man. Yeah. Guys are all the same.
Men are all the same. Do you do that too?
No, I really don't, honestly. I don't know. Like, I don't understand how guys get off on that. I actually don't.
No, it's like craziness. It's craziness. And they're always so bold with me. So that's why, like, I find that whenever I give any sort of like, I actually try to be boring and I try not to be charming too much at first because I make people feel way too comfortable.
Maybe you should try to do that less. Or do you like doing that?
That I make people feel way too comfortable?
Yeah, because it's inviting. I don't like that. It's inviting like evil into your life, I guess, right?
No, exactly. Well, it invites everything. Well, maybe it invites good and it invites evil.
Maybe you should try like a new approach.
So this is my approach. This is how I've hacked it. Is that I don't do too much. Like if I like someone, and like especially when it's a man, if he has good intentions and he actually likes me and wants to talk to me, he will be happy that I'm like just being boring. I don't have to do too much. Do you know what I mean? So
Sorry, can you say that again? Sorry.
Okay, so if I find that if I try to be too charming in the beginning, especially if I like, if I show that I'm too funny or like anything like that, it opens a gateway to a lot of really bad shit. Like it could make me hit it off with someone really, really fast.
Yeah.
But it also opens up and makes people feel way too comfortable and like audacious with me.
I see.
Because they see that I'm like nice and warm and inviting.
Yeah.
So it like really makes them.
And then they start acting like fucked up.
Yeah, acting like weird as hell. So my approach with men is I'm not forward at all. I just say, hey, what's up? How's it going?
Like, that to me sounds pretty like warm and like kind of like what you're describing, like.
But it's like normal. It's normal,
but maybe you got to try an approach that's more like mean or something. Or no, not mean, then, but just like short.
The short, but then I guess so, but then I would just not be me.
Yeah.
I gotta be myself.
I guess you gotta be yourself, yeah. True.
I gotta be myself. I just tone it down a little bit. Because I am not a cold... Because I find that when I do the cold short thing, they're expecting a really different girl than who I really am. And then they get jarred by it and put off by it when they meet me in person. Because I can't fake it too much, you know?
Yeah, the cold short thing, I always, like, whenever I've experienced that, it's, like, it's really, like, it's not that it's off-putting. Like, I'm still, like... I could still potentially be interested, but I'm a bit like...
Depending on how sexy.
I'm a bit like... Well, I guess, but I'm a bit like, really, like, that's how you're going to act? Like, that's the person you are? Like, that's not very...
No, right?
It's not very nice.
First of all, that's not very nice. And also, like, aren't you supposed to, like, be wanting to date me? Like, you don't want to be nice to me?
Yeah, like, if you've already... Yeah, if you've already matched, it's like, why are you now being so mean? Yeah.
And it's like... it's like, okay, well, you don't have to like me, but then let's just not
respond.
No, literally. So whenever someone is cold, I'm like, you're so insecure.
You're like, you're currently like actively on the dating app community.
Oh God, unfortunately. I go in and out. Like, I'll like have it for a month and I'll delete it, then I'll make it again and I am kind of, because springtime has sprung.
Are you more Hinge or Tinder or something else?
Don't call me out like this.
Okay.
Oh, no.
You don't have to answer.
I can't expose. All I'm going to say is, okay, you know what? I'm going to keep it real. Fuck it. Yeah. I'm a field girl.
Field girl, field girl, yeah. Untamed and wild.
I'm a field girl.
I love field, but I really like. That's like the most like degenerate like app. I'm literally not polyamorous, and I'm pretty traditional in relationships.
Is that what field is for? It's like
field is for like polyamorous people. Yeah. Or like people looking for threesomes. No, it's like kind of everything. It's like, so you can find, the reason why I got field was because I'm like, okay, I feel like I'm more likely to find like women on there. And also it's like, not only that, but like, I'm probably more likely to find like guys with more common interests to me than like on Hinge. Cause on Hinge, like the type of guys that like me are like literally like guys, either like random plumbers that go to the gym, like it's shit like that.
That sounds kind of nice to boys. Me, to be honest. Like, okay, if I was a girl, like a plumber that goes to the gym, like what more could you ask for?
But listen, you need to meet the plumber that goes to the gym on field, because that's that's the gym. On Hinge, that guy's boring, but on field, there's more to him. He's a working class guy, but there's a freak inside of him. And he's more, and also more like, I find that people on field
are more
liberal. Oh, there's so many, not sexual ones. There's freaks on Hinge. But like,
not sexual ones.
No, like, I feel like the everyman is on Hinge. Like, the really like average Joe, and also everyone is on Hinge. So, of course, it's going to be the everyman. But like, people with certain types, you have all types of values on, Hinge, because everyone's looking for love. So like, you're more likely to like run into a guy who has like super outdated ideas about like what women should be, or about like LGBT shit, and you know what I mean. It's like, you're more likely to meet the more bigoted guys.
Is there any other any other like fourth or fifth ones that like I maybe haven't even heard of,
like apps?
Yeah,
I don't know. Oh my God. There's this one like lesbian app. It's horrible. And I used it only for a little bit, like when I was young, like in my early 20s. It's called Her. And it's just so bad.
I'm a field girl.
Anytime I've had strong vibes like that and I'm like, fuck yeah, each time, I think that girl has been brave because she's had a backup. So I'm an ex-homosexual because I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do it too, bitch. Fuck you. I like girly girls. You know what I mean? Like, I like feminine girls and like girls that are kind of like me. Like, if you were to see me out on the street, like we would look like best friends, but we're gay lovers. Oh, what I was going to say. Oh, I said I need someone who's really in it with me, but like I can't fully invest in a woman that's like not willing to like really be in it for the long haul with me. So that's why I'm just like, whatever.
Yeah. I feel you. I was going to say, like, I haven't done this segment in my podcast in a while, but I was thinking to do it on this episode.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the lightning round where I ask you lightning fast questions and you give lightning fast answers. Are you up for that?
Yes.
There's only a few.
Okay. And lightning fast as in like one word answers or like a couple words?
No, it could be a couple words. You just gotta say whatever comes to mind first.
Okay, yeah, first thing that comes to mind. Okay, cool. I'll keep it real.
Okay, so are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Lightning round. First question. I know you like swimming. Is that true?
Yes, I love swimming, and I would do it more if I could.
What is your favorite documentary film?
Ooh, Dear Zachary.
Pancakes or waffles?
Ooh, waffles, but palachinki. You know.
Nice. I know. have you ever been inside a courtroom?
Yes, I was.
Okay, this one you already answered, but do you fuck with weed?
I fuck with it heavy.
And final question is, what is your biggest regret and also your biggest non-regret?
I have two biggest regrets. Not showing love more to people that I don't see anymore. And I regret not speaking my mind when I could have. And then my biggest non-regret is speaking my mind.
Nice.
Speaking my truth.
Good.
No regrets.
And that's it for the lightning round.
Amazing.
Did you enjoy it?
I loved it.
Yeah, I like the lightning round. I kind of forgot about it for a while, but it's fun.
Have you been in a courtroom? Literally for like grade 12 law field trip.
Yeah.
But there's a really funny picture of me from that.
That's
I can
cool.
also send you if you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, because I always think about that, like, because courtrooms, you see them on TV all the time and stuff, but like, I've never seen one in real life, so I don't even really know
sick.
If they exist.
We should go.
Wow.
We should go. It's like
can
really close
go?
To the mall. I think so, maybe.
I guess, yeah, there
just
probably is one like in that city hall. Oh no, like in the place next, the old city hall.
Yeah.
You think
it's
you
cool
just
in
walk
there.
In there?
Maybe we can try. There's so many, like, I love Toronto because there's so many random things you could do for free if you're just a little audacious.
What's a good one that you could think of?
That I can think of? I like loitering a lot. I loiter everywhere. I go to a lot of malls.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like weird activities you can do around the city too. I like to go to like a lot of like gimmicky restaurants and things like that. I don't know.
Yeah. I used to do this.
There's a lot of fun things.
I used to do this. Like, I've only done it a couple times, but it's pretty fun. But if you go, like, right across, right where City Hall is, there's the, I think it's the Hilton, the really big hotel there.
Yeah.
Or the Sheraton, sorry.
Mm-hmm. I love the Sheraton.
And if you just walk in, you could just sit in the lobby, and there's a TV. And it usually plays CP24, but mm-hmm. one time I was there and just sat down on, like, a nice, like, one-seater couch thing, and like I was watching Judge Judy for like I watched the whole episode and then I just left.
I love that. Like, see, it's like we live in a world of abundance.
Yeah, it's a nice place. There's like an indoor little like waterfall thing happening. You could just kind of walk around.
No,
and
I feel
they
like
don't
people
question
just
you.
Don't. Like, no, they won't. That's a thing. I feel like people are just so scared to do things because there's this like general like aura of unwelcomeness from people, or like kind
yeah.
of, I don't know if that makes any sense, like not necessarily unwelcomeness, but there's just like something you have in the back of your head. It's like, oh, I can't really do this, like people will look at me weird, and I'm like, I'm telling you, no one gives a
yeah,
fuck,
no
and you can literally you could do whatever you want. You could do whatever you want as long as you're not hurting anyone or like breaking some sort of like law or rule. Like, there's no crime against you just like sitting here, you know what I mean? Like, you just like sitting here and watching Judge Judy, or like you could go for like a stroll around the courthouse, and then if they don't want you there, they say, can you please leave, and you're like, okay.
Yeah, I had a day like a few months ago where I was walking on the Danforth, and I don't know, I was kind of just like in a good mood or something, and I was noticing like that there's so many of those like cell phone repair stores on the Danforth.
Oh yeah, there
they're,
is.
They're kind of everywhere, but I like walked into one for like no reason at all, And I think I might have been kind of looking for some specific type of cable.
Yeah.
And like I asked the guy for the cable and he didn't have it. And I kind of knew they weren't going to have it because it was like too specific. But then I was like, you know what? I'm going to just like keep walking. I was like walking home, but it's like 40-minute walk. But I'm going to like walk into every single one of these cell phone repair stores and just kind of like look around and like ask for a cable. And it was honestly a lot of fun. I like learned a lot in a way. So yeah, no one's stopping you from doing anything is the takeaway.
So true. And when you discover that, you realize there's so much you could do in life and you don't have to focus on the negative. Like there's an abundance of positive things.
It's really making me want to do something right now, but God, if I only knew what it was.
You should like go to Dairy Queen. Do you drive?
Yeah, I do like Dairy Queen. Fuck, maybe
there's
I will.
One really good one by yeah. like Broadview and
yeah,
Warner.
Yeah, yeah, that's
so
the one
nice.
That I go to sometimes. It's nicer in the summer, but I like those fucking what are those things you get there. Fuck, I want it now. What is that called? what's that thing?
I'm such an influencer. They should sponsor me.
What is it called?
I don't know, McFlurry. No,
no,
McFlurry.
It's called a
Blizzard.
Blizzard.
Thank you for listening.
I won't change.
Subscribe to Picture Time O'Clock on Apple Music, Spotify, or wherever else you get your podcasts. Thanks, y'all.